my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. I'm so glad you're listening today. It's a good day here in Northern California. This is our first real Monday with our college students gone. We have summer school going on, and we have young people getting ready to leave out to other countries of the world. Some have already left in other states, but we've had a great, great school year. Good students and a large graduating class. We're so very grateful. I'm looking forward to the broadcast. By the way, Minnesota, congratulations, 1858, you were admitted to the Union today as state number 32. Minnesota is a great, great state, great pastors. Brother Hansen, you're up there. I was just with you. And great, great men of God. I thank God for you. How about the song, The Solid Rock? And thank God there's a solid rock we can stand upon, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening today.
Stay. By all.
We're going to have another song real quickly, When Jesus Speaks. This is the Echoes of Joy. These girls grew up here. They're sweet adult ladies now. Mothers.
The story began with the death of a friend and a man weeping close by his tomb. The one man from Nazareth and the dead man named Lazarus would astonish those mourning the doom. Story, how the power of his glory raised Lazarus from death unto life. When Christ called his name, everything changed and Lazarus walked out alive. When Jesus speaks life, death has to flee. Grave clothes are loose, the captive set free. No matter how long you've been in the grave, new life will come when he calls your name. Just know for sure he knows where you are. Whatever the tomb, wherever the graveyard, no power can stop the hand of our God when Jesus speaks life. If you read a little further, they plotted the murder of Lazarus, the one Jesus raised. The religious were jealous and all the more zealous to stop all those giving him praise. But they'd soon discover the truth of God's power and that death was subject to Christ. No matter, however, despite all their efforts, you can't kill what God's given. Captive set free, no matter how long you've been in the grave, new life will come when he calls your name. Just know for sure he knows where you are. Whatever the tomb, wherever the graveyard, no power can stop the hand of our God when Jesus speaks life. When Jesus speaks life.
Well, today we're beginning a series just for this week, 1 week, and it's entitled, Why is this so important? What is so important about this subject? And I'm going to look every day about important subjects for the child of God. Why is tithing today so important? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16, now concerning the collection for the saints, I've given an order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. So he's talking about giving. And verse 2, upon, watch this now, the first day of the week. I wonder, can anybody tell me what's the first day of the week? It's Sunday. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you, every single one of you, lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Don't be wrong with your tithing. By the way, so what, tithing's Old Testament? Oh, no. Tithing's New Testament. God says of the Pharisees, this you should have done. The tithe. They tithed on everything. This you should have done. Tithing is just not Old Testament. Tithing is Old Testament and New Testament. Here's the Bible says, I'll go back to that verse, Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Send it ahead. Don't leave great amounts of money. Send it ahead, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I happen to be married to a lady that loves to tithe and loves to give offerings and loves to give to every ministry. She gives, I watch her, she gives to the President's Club in the college, she gives to the Legacy Fund in the school, she gives to the Gideons, she gives to the Building Fund, she gives to Worldwide Missions, big on missions, she gives to her General Fund, she gives all the time. She gives to people, I guarantee it, there's not a day goes by, not a day in her life, 365, that she doesn't give to somebody. And gives to the work of the Lord, and gives to needy people, and gives to widows, and gives to those that are sick. She just gives, gives, gives. I'll guarantee it, if I looked at her, I would say 90% of her income goes to giving. And the child of God, tithing is so important. Lay not in, God said, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him store that God has prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever shall approve your letters, then will I send and bring to liberality unto Jerusalem. God says, Paul says, I'm going to bring your gifts to these people that need it. Tithing is so important. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I've said this illustration for so many years. I had a real professional man in the 70s and 80s in our church. He and his wife are good people. They're home with the Lord. And he was just a just a handsome man, beautiful suits, beautiful white shirts, just really classy. And he'd come to church faithfully for a week or two. And then he'd miss a week, or miss two, or miss three, and then he'd come back. He's a good man, but he just couldn't get victory over this. I remember I went down to the altar. He always would come forward because he always got convicted. And he would come forward, and he said to me one Sunday at the invitation, I used to go down below and meet with people, and he said, Pastor, I come, then I don't come, then I come, then I don't come. I've never said this to anybody else, but I said it to him. I said, I call him by his name. I'll call him George. It wasn't his name. George, I know your problem. He goes, what is it? I said, you're not a tither. And I'll never forget, he looked at me stunned, almost angry. He said, I thought you never looked at the offering envelopes. I said, I never have. I never plan to. And to this day, I don't look at them. I said, but the Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, that man learned to tithe. He learned, consequently, that what he wanted to be in church. And that turned his life around. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. He was there all the time. They moved away, and then he passed away just shortly thereafter. But may I say this? Where your treasure is, your heart will be. I don't have to look at Wall Street because I really don't have much there, do I? I don't have to look at my investments because I really don't have a lot of investments. But I've got a lot of investments in heaven. I keep track, and since before my wife and I were married, I was a tither, but we've been married 53 years now, and I've got every single year what we gave. What we gave, and it's increased to the point that now it's the largest item in our income every month. We give far more to church than we give to anything else, more than a mortgage, more than anything, because we want to invest in eternity. You know, why is tithing so important? It's biblical. It's Bible. Our Father, I want to thank you for our people, and I pray that every listener would learn the joy of tithing, giving to worldwide missions, giving to their tithes and offerings, being faithful to God, we pray. We ask your blessing on every listener today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.